You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
I believe God wants to do something special in your life. At the start of your journey with the Lord, you met Him, but if you're still on that same track after you met Him, after you walk with Him on the road to Emmaus, there should be an expansion of your knowledge. Jesus, after resurrected, associated with two men walking on their way, the road of Emmaus, he hid His identity, but He expanded their knowledge.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Elevation. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 21 and 24 through 28.
No matter your situation or your circumstance, the lift is here. I believe this is of uttermost importance that I release this to you today, because God in the lift is creating or administering spiritual development in you. That's in the plan, spiritual development. And actually, I'm looking at a plan here in the ministry to help develop the people of God spiritually. To help develop you spiritually, not just to do ministry. I was praying the other day, and if the ministry is greater than you, it will break you. You're supposed to be greater than the ministry. So I always say, make the man and then give the man ministry, or make the woman and then place the ministry on the shoulders of the woman that's made. You can't be being made when you take ministry, because it will seem overwhelming to you as you try to manage. Oh God, I can't stand these people. I'm just so tired. No, if you are built first, you'll be able to manage it. Yeah, I got that. I got, no matter what the attitude is, I got you. Because you're greater than what you're carrying. Greater is He that's in you. Greater is He that's in you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world, or even ministry opportunities that's in the world. People want it, but when they come underneath it, it's not as easy as it seems. That's why I ask God to make you first. Why do you move slow? Because I know the weight of it. You need to be a pillar so you can maintain the weight. Thank you, Jesus. Let Him work on you so you can manage the weight, no matter how heavy it gets. Let me tell you something about God. He will always send aid before you break. Thank you, Lord. Remember, I'm surrounded by other people who are going through things just like me, and they're able to overcome. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. It gets difficult. But if you look over your shoulder, you'll say, God, it's by the grace of God that I am that I am. I didn't know how I would work with this particular issue, but you gave me the grace to do so. That's why we don't sit there and pour out our problems to everybody. Thank Him for His grace. Thank Him that He helped you to overcome. You wouldn't be able to make it if it wasn't for the Lord. Glory to God. Write it down. As He lifts you, you must find joy in serving. If a waiter came to you and just dropped the bowl of soup, I'm so tired, just dropped, bam, I'm just so tired. What would you do for that waiter? What would you say to him? It don't matter how tired you are. I'm looking for a certain level of service from you if you're going to come to my table. Or maybe you need to check out and go home. But if you serve me, there's certain things I'm expecting. Nobody wants to be served when you got a frown on your face. Just take it. Take my mistakes for love type service. The attitude is just as important as the product that you're presenting. When you serve people, you got to have the right heart. So ask God to help you to serve with joy. It's a joy to serve. It shouldn't be laborious. And if you ever find yourself in that place, you need to go on a fast. Say, God, help me. I know we don't fast anymore, but let's do an attitude fast. God, help my attitude. Why does he want your attitude to right? Because divine elevation always points to God's supremacy. Divine elevation, it points to how powerful he is and how high he is. When you elevate, you're showing that he's a God of elevation, because you couldn't lift yourself on your own. It points to his supremacy. You're putting heaven on display. Just like if you have your father's name, you have your father's name, you should represent your father in the earth. We have our God's name, and we should represent him in the earth. Every time you see me, I'm pointing you to God. Don't give me too many accolades, because I am that I am by the grace of God. Am I saying we shouldn't affirm each other? Absolutely not. When somebody affirms you, take it. Even if you don't need it, take it anyway. It'll go into the bank. And when it's not there, you can draw from it. God knows what he's doing. Elevation also brings God's glory to the earth. Thank you, Lord. A lot of people are trying to go to Old Testament Shekinah, but you got a New Testament Kabod. Yes, yes. They want to see glory. Smoke. But in the New Testament, he shows up in weight. For our light affliction. Somehow or another, God translates the light affliction with an eternal weight of glory. That's Kabod. Go after Kabod today. If he wants to show up in our worship service and there's smoke in the atmosphere, let him do it. But it will be according to his will. Your desire should be able to come under the weight of glory. Yes. Glory to God. It keeps you grounded too. We're preparing this church for elevation. Well, I believe everybody in this church attempts to be very friendly to our guests. We welcome any and all visitors coming through the doors. Even in our next service, that's our heart. We've learned in times past that most first-time visitors that never return have an issue. They leave the house, number one, and don't return because they have an unrealistic expectation of the service. And if you're expecting me to be the greasy, Stacy Adams wearing, Jerry Curl wearing bishop that you grew up underneath, Cadillac driving, I'm gonna disappoint you. I don't dress like that. I don't act like that. And many people want me to be the person or like the person that they really loved, especially in their youth. But he made me different. Sometimes I intentionally say things so you won't see me as divine. I do it intentionally because I'm trying to get you to move past me and go to a king that's greater than me. And in our community, many people don't get a chance to see a manifesting male. A manifesting male, especially in the African-American community, a manifesting male. And when you see it, you put too much confidence in that. Or, yeah, I ain't worshiping nobody. You go to the other extreme. And I'm trying to keep people balanced. My job is to make sure you learn about him. You should honor me. You should honor me as I honor him. But don't give me your heart like that. Put your heart in Jesus. And the more I teach that, the more he blesses me. Do I like it when you walk past me and not speak? No. And you ought to be ashamed. You're sick with it. And what I said was between me and God. But I love all of you. Amen. You don't walk past me and not speak. I got feelings too. But I'm trying to show you how to depend on the Lord. Thank you, God. Because he can go with you when others can't go. There are doors that will shut. No one can enter in that room but you and God. And you got to be able to stand there. Some people have unrealistic expectations when they come to a ministry. Some of them are unengaged. They're waiting for me to get finished preaching so they can go to shopping the next moment. Man, he's long-winded. I ain't going back there no more. Some people are bored. I'm not intellectual enough for them. Or my message is elevated and they're used to someone growling and me speaking intellectually bores you. Some people are straight up confused themselves. They think they're sitting upright, but they're twisted. And they don't come back because they think we are abnormal. But they shouldn't come back or be driven away because we were unkind. Elevate your serve. Nobody should say, I'm not going back to that church because we're mean. Notice what I said. When we're mean. Some people are mean themselves, and when you confront it, what they see you as being, but they're mean themselves. Mean recognizes mean. If I confront your meanness, it shouldn't bother you. Because that's what you put out. But that's how people are. We remain kind in ministry. We never know the lifeline. You may have the lifeline to save someone's life. God wants to do three things and I'm out. He wants to grow you. He wants to expand you. And he wants to sustain you. First, let's repeat after me. God wants to grow you. If you're called to be an agent of change, I'm talking to you. Because you grow so you can change things. No one should just grow, but there's a purpose for growth. You want to grow so you can be an agent of change and transformation. So he wants you to be developed and mature. That's what grow means. I can't grow any taller as a man, but I can develop and mature even the more. Thank you, God. What does it mean to grow spiritually? Again, it's not growing taller physically. It is to develop and mature. So what is spiritual growth to you? I believe God wants to do something special in your life. At the start of your journey with the Lord, you met him. But if you're still on that same track after you met him, after you walk with him on the road to Emmaus, there should be an expansion of your knowledge. Jesus, after resurrected, associated with two men walking on their way, the road of Emmaus. He hid his identity, but he expanded their knowledge. They didn't recognize it was him until he vanished away. Glory to God. And if you walk with him over a period of time along this road, your knowledge should expand. Grow in knowledge. One of the things that hinders our growth is partial submission to the Lord. So, God wants you to grow, develop, and mature, but you'll be bittersweet in the next year if you don't get enough water today. So, Hosea 4:6, my people perish for what? The lack of what? If you don't get knowledge of God, you can't grow. And you will perish. And where there is no vision, the people perish. And my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Partial submission chokes out knowledge. It's when you come under the authority of the Lord. Complete compliance. God blesses that. Number two, a lack of commitment and consistency. I preached at the end of last year that God wanted us to commit. And many came up and said, I'm going to increase my serve. And many are still sitting on the corner of ministry. A lack of commitment will hinder growth. You don't grow in ministry spiritually until you put your shoulder next to a plow. You can't just come to church and relax. That's not growth. Just like if you started going to the gym, you must put tension on your muscle. You have to put tension on your commitments and consistency. Many people wonder what it's like to be me. Well, I'm a person of routines. I'm not bound by them. But what made me successful is doing practical things every day. And I don't say I'm successful. I got a long way to go. But what I'm saying to you is, if I'm semi-successful, it's because I master a few things that I do well. I'm not the jack of all trades. I'm not going to fix your car. Don't bring it to me. Talk about the hood. Don't do that to me. What you doing to me? Bishop, my refrigerator, buy another one. What do you want me to do? You better get up. Whew, I don't have money in the bank. What you want me to do? Watch your spending. I get hundreds of requests every year so I can talk about it. What do you do though? Student debt, $800,000 is being canceled. Watch your debt, because the temptation to do something that you always wanted to do is going to overwhelm you now. And you'll be back in the same boat 3 months from now. But if you just wait, whoo, Jesus help me. Sow some seed. Watch God do miraculous things in your life. Start the law of reciprocity. Commit to something. Third thing that hinders us is a dependence on self. Self-reliance. It will hinder your growth. I don't need God to do that. I got it. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on anybody. Please don't trust yourself. Don't say, I don't need God anymore. I got it. That's Solomon. Stiff neck or rubber neck. David always said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Solomon said, I got it here. I got it. I got that. Watch that. Always say, Lord, what do you want me to do? That's the best question you can ask. What do you want me to do? What's next? Where do you want me to go? fourth one is distractions. Watch distractions. It hinders growth. It cuts commitment and consistency. The second word I gave you, expand. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. I said grow. He wants us to expand. I decree and declare divine expansion. Tell your neighbor, give me room. Come on, say, give me room. Say it again, give me room. I'm about to stretch. Say it again, give me room. I'm about to stretch. Now, you're waiting for me to close my message, but the stretch may come in the 11th hour. Isaiah 54, seen barren woman. You who've never given birth, break forth in the singing and cry aloud. That's a stretch. For more of the children of the desolate than of the married wife. He's speaking to Sarah, who never gave birth, but I see something in you. Then he said, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. In other words, stretch. Because what I plan to do, your capacity is not ready for it. That's what expansion is all about, is the stretch. He's going to put tension. Let me tell you something about stretching. Because if you're going to get in shape, you got to deal with flexibility too, right? It's always uncomfortable. It's always uncomfortable. You start stretching muscles, it's always. And if you miss a day, you got to stretch more the next day. You got to stick with it the older you get. The younger you are, you can just do it. Just touch the floor. But you get older, God don't care about your age when he's stretching you. He don't just stretch the young. It's easy when you're young. But when you've been seasoned for a while, man, he puts tension on that. Oh, God. That's why I told you to tell your neighbor, give me some room. So I'm about to stretch. There is no reward initially for stretching. It's unnoticed gains. Unnoticed. Nobody's going to say, wow, you're stretching pretty good. But lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Uniformity. Everybody needs to stretch. Elevation requires it. The last word is sustain. Whatever we're able to accomplish, God wants us to keep those accomplishments and not lose them. You grow in spiritual maturity, don't lose it. Don't fall back into ignorance. If he matures you, stay mature. If he gives you emotional intelligence, don't lose it. Follow God. Write it down. James chapter 1 will give you, this is verse 2 to verse 18, will give you the history. I read it, but you need to read it. James 1 verse 2 through 18. The spirit-filled life, walking with the Holy Ghost, helps us to sustain the work. Here's the critical thing. If you're going to sustain the work of God, you have to say in your spirit, God, what do you want me to do next? Because you can't sustain it alone. It is critical that you hear from the Lord, like, what do I do? Because he's the one that has to be involved when you sustain growth. And your decisions will determine whether you can sustain it or not. I would ask Holy Ghost over and over again, what do you want me to do? Because when he tells you, you'll sustain the work. Can the church say amen?
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Elevation, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2309-0308. That's reference number 2309-0308.
Awakened women, get ready to stand in faith and grow together at the 2023 Awakened Women's Conference. Resilient, a faith that stands. You will be empowered to embody the virtues of humility, courage, beauty, and intelligence to live free in Christ. Join me Friday, September 22nd and 23rd at Truth Revealed International Ministry. Visit truthrevealed.org to register today. You don't want to miss this action-packed event. It's going to be a God encounter.
Abbasar Inspired Men. It is time for the NFL season, and AIM wants to rally in the red zone. Men are invited to a monthly fellowship on the fourth Monday night of the month, beginning September 25th at 7 p.m. in the fellowship hall. The Eagles will square off against the Bucks. Wear your favorite team jersey, and if you're not a fan of those teams, come on anyway and hang out with us. Refreshments will be served, and Bishop will kick off the evening with a quick word of brotherly love. It's all about the brotherly love. Are you ready for some football?
Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Again, thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Well, look no further. Go to YouTube's Bass Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube's Bass Coast Fishing Show. God bless.